All right, I'll go over the injury report. Tyvon Branch did not practice today. Jerron Kreiner didn't practice. Sebastian Janikowski did not practice. Kaluka Maeva did not practice. Matt McCants, Darren McFadden, Tony Paschos, all those guys didn't practice. Limited in practice today was Andre Girard, Andre Holmes. And then full participation in practice was Tracy Porter, Terrell Pryor, and Rod Streeter. We're excited about getting back here to work. We're excited about getting ready for the New York Giants. We got a tough challenge going up there to play them in their place. This is a good football team that we're playing. They've won a couple of world championships with the leadership that they have in place, and we're going to have to be ready to play. You look at them offensively, and they're able to throw the football. They got an outstanding quarterback. They've got a couple of really good receivers. Obviously, we know Brandon Myers really well from the time that he was here. And then defensively, their engine really starts with their front and their linebackers. They do a great job up front of applying pressure. They've done a great job of stopping the run. So we're going to have to be ready to play.
How did Pryor look moving around on the knee?
He looked good. Yeah, he looked good.
Any updates on McFadden or Kreiner?
No real updates. I mean, their status really hadn't changed.
Kreiner was in a sling. Did he break a collarbone or dislocate a shoulder?
No, he's just got a an AC sprain, shoulder sprain.
Giants sack totals are pretty low, but are they getting more pressure than that, or have they come along lately?
Yeah, well, they had four sacks the last time they played, and this is a team that traditionally has been able to get after the quarterback pretty good. And it's not always about sacking the quarterback. It's about getting pressure on the quarterback. And they got some guys up front that can really do that. So our protection is going to have to be really solid in the game, and we're going to have to do a good job of blocking in the run game. Because, like I said, they're really triggered by their front. John Beeson, I think, has really improved their run game, their run defense. They've really improved over the last few weeks.
Cants can't go. Do I assume Watson would be the starter?
Yeah, he'd be the next man up.
Against Justin Tuck? I mean, how did he grade out for the 50-some snaps?
Yeah, he actually played pretty well. And that's what we would expect out of him. Obviously, if he's the guy that goes in there, it'll be a tough challenge because he's going against whoever they line up over there on his side is going to be a good player that's, played really well in this league and been a part of championship teams. So if he's the guy that is called on to go, then he'll have to step up and perform.
If Andre is healthy, does he move back into starting at left guard?
Well, we'll see. I think we got to monitor him throughout the week and see how he practices and see how he looks. He was a little rusty today, but that's to be expected after some time off. So I'm not really ready to make that decision yet. We'll see how he does this week.
Back to Watson. What about either how he plays or how he studies allows him to kind of step in without a lot of experience and still manage the game well?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing you got to look at is he's an extremely talented athlete for as big as he is. He's a great athlete. He's got good power. Fundamentally, he's got to continue to work to improve. That's probably the biggest area that he needs to work to improve on because he hadn't got a lot of experience. But he's been here. He's been paying attention in the meetings and gone through the mental process. He just hadn't had the reps. But this is a National Football League. If you're called upon to go in there and play, you got to go in there and perform.
Who would be the backup to Watson if he got hurt?
Well, again, based on injuries, we'll have to see. I mean, Jack Cornell's a guy that we've used in the past. We'll see who we have available when game time comes.
Gotten enough production, Dennis, out of your tight ends, both as a run blocker and catching balls?
Yeah, that's an area that we'd like to see a little bit more, production from. I think those guys are going in there and battling and doing the things that they're capable of doing. But that's an area that we could use a little bit more production.
Is Costa coming on at all? I know you missed that time in the offseason, but you're making strides.
He's making some strides. He's not there yet. He's still behind the other two guys, but he's gotten better. It was good to get him in the game the other day and let him get some game time experience, and hopefully we'll be able to get him some more experience.
I think everything that Hayden went through last year enables him to sort of get past this rough patch that he's having now? Does that contribute at all, the fact that he's been able to get through something as serious as he got through to sort of manage a few tough games?
Well, listen, nothing in football can compare what he had to go through and the type of mental toughness that it takes to battle through the injury that he battled through and to be able to come back like he's been able to come back. So I got no doubt that he'll be able to respond, he'll be able to come back, and he'll perform at a high level. Again, not a lot of people have gone through the things that he's had to go through. Not, being a rookie is one thing, and that's got its own unique challenges, but being a rookie after, suffering through the setback that he had, is a challenging thing, but he's done a nice job.
Which will help him having an offseason where he can build up some strength, physical strength, yeah, and be able to go up against NFL
receivers. Yeah, well, I mean, that'll be big for him. You know, obviously, we really didn't have that opportunity with him, but that'll be something that we'll address, when that time comes. But, right now he's just got to work on continuing to prepare, continuing to put himself in those positions, and then when he gets a chance to be in a position to make a play, he needs to make the play.
Ideally, you like him bigger and stronger than he is now? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I think the bigger, the stronger, the faster guys you got out there, no matter what position, the better it's going to be.